And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 1st of July, 2017. 1751, on this date, the first volume of Denis Diderot's Encyclopedia was issued, who had set about to catalog all of human knowledge. It's the birthday of the grammarian William Strunk Jr., born Cincinnati, 1869. 46 years he taught English at Cornell, best known for a book that he published himself in 1918 for his students at Cornell. He called it The Elements of Style. It was very concise, the rules of usage and some principles of composition. He said, use the active voice. He said, vigorous writing is concise. A sentence should contain no unnecessary words. Make every word tell. One of his students was E.B. White, the essayist, who in the late 50s revised the Elements of Style and expanded it, updated it. It was published by Macmillan in 1959. Elements of Style, known simply as Strunk and White. It's the birthday of the novelist and short story writer Gene Stafford, Covina, California, 1915, author of Boston Adventure, The Mountain Lion, and other books. Gene Stafford, who struggled with alcoholism, supported herself by selling short stories to The New Yorker, died in 1979, and left her entire estate to her cleaning woman. It was on this day, 1858, Charles Darwin published his paper about his theory of evolution, its first appearance to a public audience, though he'd actually come up with the theory 20 years before that. He was reluctant to make it public because, first of all, he was not known as a biologist, rather as a geologist, and also he didn't want to create a controversy by offending anybody's religious beliefs. But in 1851, his oldest daughter, Annie, died of typhoid, and he was worried about his children. Would they be able to provide for themselves after he died? So he went to work on the book 7 days a week. And then when the family was struck by scarlet fever and his youngest son Charles died, Darwin allowed the paper on evolution to be read. Though he himself was not present on this day in 1858, he was at home grieving for the death of his son. Here's a poem for today by Bill Gloss, Renaming the Planets. Backs on piers, cool planks, fingers intertwined, my girlfriend and I gaze into forever as comets tear open the sky, bright streaks winking like distant fireflies. Beyond them, a dwarf planet sulks in its orbit. Einstein said nothing could outrun physics laws. Even time must bend to fit its rules. Yet scientists once declared Earth center of our universe, earlier still that it was flat. Evolution of what is certain proves nothing is absolute, not even a Rockwell scene of young lovers beside a lake waiting for the future to arrive from heaven. Renaming the Planets, a poem by Bill Gloss from Personal Geography, published by David Robert Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.